This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Part march, part parade. Denver celebrated the MLK holiday with the annual Marade demonstration ending at the state capitol today. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
The event starts with speeches at the base of the Martin Luther King Memorial in City Park. Joe Neguse, Colorado's first black congressman, said Coloradans can honor King's legacy by fighting back against President Trump's immigration crackdown.
To stand up, to be a voice for the voiceless, to speak out, to speak up for those who don't have the means to do so.
Ariana Butler from Aurora was among the hundreds marching to the Capitol. She said the exact issues may change, but the fight for civil rights goes on.
It's like a giant circle. That's why we're out here. That's why it happens every year, because it never really stops, and it probably never will.
I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The U.S. Air Force Academy men's basketball coach Joe Scott has been suspended indefinitely during an investigation of, quote, treatment of student athletes. Scott's the former coach of the University of Denver and previously coached at the Air Force Academy from 2000 to 2004. He returned in 2020. In a statement released through an agency, Scott says he will fully cooperate with the inquiry and looks forward to its resolution. The state is facing a record low snowpack, and this week does not look likely to help. No moisture predicted until some possible snow on Friday. This is CPR News. Find more news from all over the state at cpr.org.